Food recipes, fashion trends, movie updates, celebrity news, and health topics are all here ready for you. It's TFM's Tea Live.
What's up, the night show on TFM, and you're chilling with me, TP. Now, this evening in the studio with us, not only we have one, but two amazing singer-songwriter. All the way from Taiwan, we've got Jimbo. Hi, Jimbo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jimbo from China House.
And also, we've got singer-songwriter from the Philippines as well, Tala.
Hi.
Hi. All right. Hey. It's so good to have both of you in the chat with us today. So first and foremost, just want to let the public know that you guys released a collaboration song, Over the Seas, on 16th of August. And the song is very catchy. It's very, very nice. So first of all, let us talk about what is the song about. Jimbo, why don't you go first?
Over the Sea, this song is talking about long distance relationship. And because of this COVID-19, many people might be trapped in some country for maybe business trip or some work or something. And it might be like for a half year or a year not seeing each other. And I just want to do a song to like let them know they're not lonely.
Right. So the inspiration behind it is you want people to not feel lonely.
Yes.
Right. Okay. What about Tala? What is this song for you? Like, what does it mean to you when you heard it and when you sing it?
Well, similar to what Jinbo said, we wanted to make a song about distance, but something that didn't feel so sad, because as a lot of the times when people think of long distance, they feel a little bit, you know, down. And while it's true and it makes sense, of course, because you miss that person, we wanted it to kind of be a more hopeful, playful take on long distance, kind of like excited to see you. Like, I can't wait till, you know, we get to go over the sea and actually get to see each other. So that was the whole inspiration behind it. And it was so much fun because Jinbo and I, you know, we haven't met in person, so we really did collaborate over the sea. It was a long distance collaboration, which I think was pretty fitting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Speaking of the song as well, like you said, I mean, the song lyric itself talks about long distance. And yet at the same time, when I listened to it, I was a little bit jealous because single here, by the way, and I was a little bit jealous because it's about long distance relationship, and you know, it's kind of, you long for that kind of relationship, yet it is you know, tough to have that kind of long distance as well. So it's a really, really nice song, by the way. All right, now Jimbo, how did this collaboration happen?
I was just hanging on Spotify and just listened to randomly artists, and I found Tala, this talented artist, and I think the first song I heard is the Nothing Personal, and it just shocked me. It's like, how could this voice be so smooth, so warm, so kind? And I decided at the moment, I just DM her Instagram and want to collab with her. And she is very kind, and we just started this project.
What about you, Tala? When Jimbo DM'd you, what is your first impression and how you felt?
I felt, well, other than, you know, very thankful, I was really surprised because, you know, growing up listening to music, I never really got to listen to international artists until like Spotify. So that's something that I'm very thankful for, like being able to listen to a lot of like artists from other countries, which is what I've been doing since like maybe I was a teenager. So when Jinbo messaged me, of course, he actually DM'd me his Spotify link, and he was like, you know, if we collaborate, this is what I sound like. So I listened to his music and I was very like impressed by his production skills. And then I found out that he actually produces his music on his own, which I think is nice because I think that's what made our collaboration feel more fun, because we were both were writing it with each other, and it was Jinbo's production. So yeah, it felt really great. And I'm still so very thankful that Jinbo reached out.
This is a very, very lovely relationship here. We love this.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break right now, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Jimbo and Tala right after this to talk more about their collaboration and their music video. Stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
Feeling the blues? Tea Life is here to make your lives better.
TFM.
Hey, what's up? The Night Show on TFM. Welcome back. You're chilling with me, TP. And today in the studio, we've got two singer-songwriters. Amazing collaboration just happened between the two, Jimbo and Tala, with the song Over the Sea. Now, we talked about how did the collaboration happen. So right now, we want to ask, what is the most difficult part when making the song? Jimbo.
I think the most challenging part is because somehow me and Tala's music genre is a slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more like hip hop or kind of like R&B. Tala is R&B too, but our R&B is not the same. I don't know how to explain that.
I understand,
but
like different a bit. Tala's more like slow, smooth, while yours more upbeat stuff, catchier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's difficult to combine all of our goods together. So I'm this song's producer, and I just think about it every time. And one day when I go to the supermarket, and I just found out that why shouldn't we just do a little bit bossa nova vibe and just chilling, but talking about long distance. And I think that will be very smooth and special, because no one do this topic on a bossa nova chill trap. So I just asked Tala, and she just like, okay, let's do it. It's fine. And it just worked, and it's worked perfectly.
It worked perfectly. Everyone loved it. What about you, Tala? What's the most challenging part in making the whole song?
I think for collaborations, especially because Jinbo and I haven't met in person, you kind of miss out on the energy that you get when you're face to face, which is, you know, like something that we all had to deal with, like as artists in the pandemic, because a lot of us actually did remote collaborations, which is fine. It was a good challenge. And I think the hardest part always for collaborations, that's not unique to Jinbo and I's, but I think is getting it started. You know, as artists, we kind of have like, how do I explain, like a lot of ideas that come in and out, and like I'm sure Jinbo can relate to me, but for me it's like if I have a good idea, I need to get it out or I lose interest. And then I lose interest, and it's like I don't want to work on it anymore. So the fun thing with Over the Sea is, since we had two different versions, we were able to kind of just like experiment. And I also like the fact that our genres are different, because it adds like a different, I guess, texture to the track. Mm-hmm. It would be kind of, I don't know if boring is the right word, but it wouldn't be so exciting if we had the exact same styles, which is nice, because I got to learn from Jinbo's production style as well, which is something that I wasn't really familiar with. And yeah, it was really good. And I also, another challenge I think was the fact that both of us were in college finishing. Oh. So we were balancing, like we would text like, oh sorry, I can't send it, it's my finals week, oh hold on, I've got exam. So it was just fun and funny to see it, but you know, we're really proud of what came out, and even though it took us a while, I think it was very worth it, and I'm really proud of it.
But hey, despite all these challenges, the song came out amazing. And if you guys haven't listened to the song, head over to music streaming platform Spotify or anywhere, YouTube as well. Listen and go watch the music video Over the Sea. Right now, we'll take a quick break. I'll be back with Jinbo and Tala in just a bit. TFM, always with you.
Your evenings are never bored again when T-Life is around.
Hey, 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 what's up? The Night Show on CFM here. Hello, what's up? You're back with me, TP. On tonight's T-News, not going to tell you any gossips, but we are going to talk about music collaborations between Jinbo and Tala over the song Over the Sea. Now, we talked about the most challenging, difficult part. What about now? What is the funny and most happiest part when making the song? Jinbo?
The most fun part is because we haven't met each other, and sometimes you have to imagine that what will she think about this, because we're not in the same place, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Have to more think about her and trying to imagine that, is it fit in her vocal or something, because we're not really online every moment. So that will be more easier if you just imagine that if Tala come here and record this, what will she do? Kind of like that. This is my first time for international collaboration.
I mean, like if Jinbo is saying like Tala, imagining Tala, that would be fun. Imagine if Tala really went there.
Yeah.
That would be amazing, right? All right. So after this song, Over the Seas, well-received by fans, getting a lot of popularity on TikTok as well. Here's the next question. Can fans expect another collaboration song?
Ooh,
like,
not?
Let's see. Oh, okay. Tala said, why not? What about Jinbo?
Actually, we did an interview last week, and they asked me a question is, if Tala come to Taiwan, what will I bring her to? Maybe I'll bring her to my studio and do our next song.
Yes, exactly. the possibilities are endless. Right, Jinbo? Who knows?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. We're very nice excited thing, for this.
It's a nice thing as well, because like when you make music, even if you don't like release the songs, the ideas don't really go away, so we can always like look back at it if ever in the future. So that's what's fun as well. So who knows, maybe.
Yeah, who knows, maybe. Ooh, fans have got some treat you're waiting.
Okay, it's time for another quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a bit together with Jimbo and Tala right after this. TFM, always with you.
Food, fashion, movies, celebrities, health. Get it all on TFM's Tea Life.
Hey, what's up, nice show on TFM? Hello, what's up? You're back with me, TB. Tonight in the studio, we have Jimbo and Tala. So we talked about their collaboration song, Over the Sea. How did it happen? Will there be any more collaboration in the future? Which Tala said the possibility centers. All right, now Tala, what advice would you give to aspiring musicians out there?
Ooh, well, for me, because I'm a singer, a songwriter, my number one advice I always tell people is write. Like, you have to write. Even if you don't put it out, if you don't, like, write them into songs yet, just write down your feelings. Keep a log of what, like, has happened to you in your life. And I'm only 23, so it's like there's not really much I know about life yet, other than let's say love and relationships and friendship. And even though that may seem trivial in like the long run, that's something that I think is very important because it's a universal experience. So for me, right, keep note of everything that's happened to you, and then once you are like comfortable with how you write, get it out. Let yourself be heard, even if it starts in poetry, if it starts in melodies, just get yourself out there. Let yourself be heard, find a good support system, and the rest will come.
Yeah, and then you might get an international collaboration.
Who knows? Maybe one day a Taiwanese producer will send you an Instagram DM as well.
All right. What about you, Jimbo? What advice would you give to aspiring musicians out there?
I think the most important thing is never give up, because sometimes you may have a bad trip and question yourself that, am I the one to do this work or something? But I think the most important is just keep confidence, stay hungry, stay foolish.
Ooh, I love that.
Give up. I think this is the most important. And also your mental health is very important.
Oh, yeah.
But I love the quote, stay hungry, stay foolish. All right. Last one, last questions here. Any words that you want to say to your Malaysian fans? Jimbo.
Oh, hello, every friends in Malaysia. Me and Tala's new single, Over the Sea, has come out at August 16th, I think.
Yes.
And it is a really, really catchy and lovely for long distance people song. So if you like it, just go IG and follow Tala and me. That will be cool. Thank you, every Malaysia people.
All right. And Tala, what would you say to your Malaysian fans?
Hello to everybody from Malaysia. Thank you guys so much for giving Jinbo and I's music a chance. Please continue to support us and to listen to our music and, you know, support and keep updated. And thank you guys. Hopefully one day I get to do a tour around Asia and Malaysia will be one of the stops. That's my goal.
All right, and that's it for today's chat together with our Taiwanese R&B singer-songwriter Jimbo and also Philippines singer-songwriter Tala. Thank you so much for taking time out and joining us today. We look forward to your new collaboration, fingers crossed, and also your personal projects as well. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
TFM, always with you.
Yeah. do, baby. Every time 我想到却见不到我的lady，我不想只是说说说了再多，我也不懂，也别叫我刻在眉头。So tell me who.